Blog Talk Radio.
Greg Squirrel right here on the Greg Squirrel Show 30-Minute Edition. Oh, it feels so great to be back on the air. I hope everybody's ready to call in and join me. Your phone number, 914-205-5448. Call on in here. It is Monday night. We had some football over the weekend, even had some college football over the weekend. Of course, we had the Mayweather-Connor fight. Conor McGregor fight, and then of course there was Monday Night Raw. Really nothing exciting happening on there, just your usual stuff. And so now we're here on the Greg Squirrel Show, and like I say, it is great to be back on the air. Need to get all my buddies to call in because we are having fun. What can I say? Once again, that phone number, 914-205-5448. All right, once again, the buzz still going around. Everybody's still talking about the Conor McGregor-Floyd Mayweather fight Saturday night from Vegas. So we may talk about that. We may not. Just depends on who all calls in. A lot of great MMA action coming up here in the five-state area, as I like to call it. You know, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Texas, Louisiana, Kansas, some great promotions all over the area. And if you're out there, if you're a fighter, got a fight coming up, feel free to call in, and we'll be glad to give you some airtime right here on the group. Call your buddies, call your friends. If you're on Facebook, we have our link on there, so make sure you check it out. I'm pumped and excited. Got some MMA stuff working out for me. I'm really excited about September 22nd. Going to be going back to Memphis, Tennessee. Once again, Attitude MMA. Good little promotion down there. Paul Revine and the crew down there, looking forward to going back down there. And then I just got a call earlier this evening, September 23rd. Going to be making my debut with On Point MMA, having a big event in Atoka, Oklahoma. Want to say thank you to my girl Time, getting me set up with that. And so I'm looking forward to making my debut with On Point MMA in Atoka, Oklahoma. First time to go to Atoka that I can remember. I'm trying to, in my many travels through this great state of Oklahoma, I'm trying to remember if I've gone through Atoka. I don't think I have, but I'm looking forward to go there. So that's going to be a busy weekend. Once again, September 22nd, Friday. That's a Friday night, Memphis, Tennessee with Attitude MMA. And then turn right around Saturday night, the 23rd, in Atoka, Oklahoma with On Point MMA. So, like I say, phone lines are open, 914-205-5448. If you're out there and you want to call in and let's chat, we can do that. We got about 24 minutes left on the show for tonight. Getting the Greg Squirrel Show back going, getting our feet back under us. That's why we're starting off with the 30-minute episodes. And then when things get worked out, we feel comfortable with it. Numbers can support it. We're going to take it to a full hour. Hopefully be able to get hooked back up with the 800 number so people can call in for free. So Like I say, I guess the big thing coming out of Monday Night Raw, they were in Memphis tonight. Jerry Lawler was actually on the program tonight doing commentary, filling in for Booker T, who is down in Houston, Texas with his family. Once again, our thoughts and prayers go out to the folks in Houston, Texas. That hurricane, it's just dropping tons of rain, and it's not going anywhere. I was listening to the weatherman, and he just said there's just really nothing behind to get that hurricane going. So anyway, once again, just our thoughts and prayers going out to Southern Texas, Houston, San Antonio, all that area down in there. And it's a big one. I think they said this is the biggest hurricane to hit the area. I'm going to say since Katrina ransacked New Orleans. So once again, thoughts and prayers going out for their football Thursday night. Arkansas Razorbacks get their season started Thursday night. They travel to Little Rock War Memorial Stadium to take on the Florida A&M Rattlers. Just looking forward to that football event. Ready to get some real football under the belt. Depending on who you talk to, there's just a lot of people kind of questioning where Arkansas is going to finish. I'm going outside shot. I'm saying 8-4, possibly 9-3. I was listening to the SEC Talking Heads on the SEC Network. They got Alabama going 10-1. I'm kind of questioning that. I just don't think Florida State really has anything for Alabama. I may be wrong. I mean, Florida State, traditionally, they've been on the downside the last couple of seasons. Last year, they made some good strides to get back to that elite level that they are known for. So just anxious to see what Jimbo Fisher and the crew down there at Florida State has coming back with him. And, you never know. I mean, that's why they play the game, because you just never know one game to the next who's going to win, who's going to lose. But, Nick Saban and his staff down there at Alabama, somehow they just managed to keep reloading and going. No matter what the controversy they go through, they just always seem to be able to get it in gear when it comes game time. So, but like I say, Arkansas, they got the Florida A&M Rattlers down there at Little Rock War Memorial Stadium. I want to give a big shout out to Robert Mann and the staff at the Stadium Shop on Razorback Road here in Fayetteville, Arkansas, just down the street from the baseball stadium, right next to the DMV on Razorback Road. If you're looking for your Razorback apparel, or you're looking for that one-of-a-kind Razorback gift that you may not find in any of the other stores, need to check out a Stadium Shop on Razorback Road, the only local-owned, alumni-owned Razorback shop in Northwest Arkansas. Robert Mann, his wife, they both graduated from the University of Arkansas. Their son, Matthew, he's getting ready. He's started his senior year at the university. So, like I say, I want to tell you what they got going on this season. This is going to be their second football season. The Sueyville Tailgate Club is what they're going to have going. How it works is $200 per game. You get two parking spots in front of the store, and you get a 16x30 shaded grass area. So if you want to put up your canopy, bring your stuff, you can do it. We are not, the Stadium Shop is not under University of Arkansas control. So if you're a business owner and you want to promote your business, this would be perfect for you, because you can set up your canopy with your logo on it. You can put out your banner and promotes your business. You cannot do that. If you tailgate on any property up at the University of Arkansas, you have to pay an additional fee on top of the tailgate fee if you're a business owner. And even then, you still have to follow their rules. Well, we don't. Stadium Shop doesn't have any rules. It's your spot. You do what you want to as long as it's safe and everything. But they're going to have a stage set up. They're going to have a DJs. Me, I'm going to be there DJing all the home games. KHBS 4029 Mitch Roberts. They're going to be televising their Saturday morning football show from the Sueyville Tailgate Club. So we invite everybody, make up your signs, and come on out and be part of the fun. We're going to have food vendors, and we're going to have drinks, and of course we'll have tables and chairs for people to just sit down and have fun. Then plus you got the stage shop to get your Razorback gear and, you know, nice, clean, air-conditioned bathrooms. You don't have to worry about porta-potties or anything like that. So it's just going to be a really good time. If you're interested in getting your parking, your Sueyville Tailgate Club parking spot, tailgate spot, you can call 479-STADIUM, 479-STADIUM. Don't ask me what that is. I don't have my phone here in front of me or I could tell you. Phone lines are open, 914-205-5448. Once again, that phone number, 914-205-5448. We're coming up on the halfway point on tonight's broadcast right here on the Stadium Shop. So we were talking about Monday Night Raw. Biggest thing coming out of Monday Night Raw was John Cena against Roman Reigns coming up at the No Mercy pay-per-view. I'm kind of highlighting on some stuff. Jeff Hardy. Jeffrey Nero Hardy won a 15-man over-the-top rope battle royal to get a shot at The Miz for the WWE Intercontinental title. And Alexa Bliss in the main event of the evening. It's good that they're letting the girls have the main event. Get some light on the girls. So Alexa Bliss defeated Sasha Banks to regain the Raw Women's Championship, and she was promptly you can't really call it a tap because all it took was one big drop from Nia Jax to turn on Sasha Banks. So looks like Nia Jax is going to be next in line for a shot at the WWE Raw Women's Championship. So be anxious to keep an eye on that. All right, 914-205-5448. Football, you know, pro football, I think they get started in another 2 weeks. I think they got one more week of preseason games, and then they make their cuts. And they only got one cut line this year. Nor in seasons past, they've had their first cut, which I think was to like 75 players, and then that final cut to get down to the final 54. Well, they only have the one cut line, so it's put up or go home with the NFL. You know, you get straight cut to 54, ain't no second chances to prove yourself. So, be anxious to see. I know there's a lot of former Razorbacks out there fighting for jobs. Drew Morgan, I believe he's still on the watch list down at Miami. Brandon Allen, Jacksonville. Alex Collins in his second season, I believe it is, up at Seattle. I think he's pretty safe up there. You got Hunter Henry out at San Diego. And B. Will, I think he's up at Buffalo. I haven't heard much out of him this preseason. And then, of course, you got Darren McFadden, Dan Skipper, and Sam Irwin Hill, of all places, down at Dallas. I think Dallas has taken a good look at him, at possibly doing some punting. And he was even doing some holding field goal snaps, a holder field goals, which could play into some good tricky hands down there at Dallas, because I don't know if everybody remembers the Texas A&M game a couple of years ago when Arkansas was lined up, and Sam Irwin Hill, he's from Australia, and he played that rugby football down there, and he's not afraid to run with it. So they could possibly have some plans up their sleeves with Sam Irwin Hill possibly making the team down at Dallas. And like I said, they got D-Mac. Looks like D-Mac, depending on the outcome of Ezekiel Jackson's appeal of his suspension, six-game suspension, looks like it's going to be a D-Mac toting the ball. And, of course, you got a Dez Bryant at receiver. Dallas is just really set up to do some good stuff. Right now I'm looking at my Facebook page, kind of see who's hanging out in the old Facebook. And I thought I saw my boy Brandon Lasley. I was wanting to talk to him. He's got a big event coming up over in Oklahoma City for Primal Rage MMA. I think he's handling the announcing over there. We do got a call coming in. Hey, who's on the phone line on the Greg Squirrel Show?
Your fucking father, you fucking cunt. I'm going to fuck you up, bitch. I ain't fucking playing with your little fucking small head.
All right. Have no idea who that is, but we are hanging up on that. I will not take language like that on this show, especially when it's directed at me or any of my other guests. All right, 914-205-5448. And I will run a clean show. I will, if I hear, the bad thing in just a 30-minute is I have no way of screening the callers. Now, when we do go to an hour, I will have that option, so that won't happen again, hopefully. But why do people do that? I mean, those are total idiots right there. So anyway, I got that number memorized, and I'm entering it into the call bank because I have that feature. I can enter it into the call bank, so that way I know if that number calls in again. All right. So like I say, a lot of good stuff going on over in Oklahoma as far as the MMA season. Don't forget September, 8th, 9th? I can't remember what the date is. It's a Saturday. Adrenaline Fight League, they have their big event coming up here next weekend in Springfield, Missouri. Eric Stevens and that crew up there. So if you're up there in the Missouri area, make sure you get up there and check out Adrenaline Fight League. I've known Eric a long time now. Do a lot of ring announcing for his events. Like I say, unfortunately, because of my commitment to the football season and the Sueyville Tailgate Club, I won't be making the event here in a couple of weeks. 914-205-5448 is the number to call in. Keep it clean, boys and girls, because I want to be a show for all ages. And so just keep it clean, please. Matter of fact, I'm updating my post on Facebook to express that. Let's see here. You all can hear me type. No foul language. All right. Now that we got that on there. Now that just probably opened up a can of worms. But hey, it is what it is. All right. Now back over here. So I forgot to open the chat page. We do have a chat page. Launch chat here. All right. It's taking me a while to get everything back that I used to do, because I did the Greg Squirrel Show a couple of years ago, and I have the chat room, and of course we have the phone line. So I've been having a lot of requests for it, so I just finally broke down and decided to bring back the Greg Squirrel Show. So I want to say hi to Tony Ditzler, Kim, Carla, Jonna, Laura, Sean, Sam, Wendy, Frankie, Penelope, and Rhiann. I got sexy listeners on the Greg Squirrel Show. I don't know what to think about that. Where's all my guys at? Where's all my tree-blooded, sports-loving males or females who want to talk sports? I don't know. It is what it is. Let's see here. We got about 8.5 minutes left on the show for tonight, so you still got a chance to call in if you're still listening. 914-205-5448 is the phone number for you to call in. That's one thing I wish they would do on my control board here in the control room. I wish they had a counter that I could put up so I could actually see how many people are listening or calling in or into chat room. Chat room kind of helps a little bit. So anyway, let's see here. Like I said, there's still a lot of talk, a lot of people. I think everybody's kind of calming down over the Mayweather-McGregor fight. I finally saw the scorecards up until they called the fight, and I don't agree with them. But, you know, maybe I don't know what I'm looking for. Maybe I'm an idiot. But I don't agree with what I saw on the scorecard, so maybe it's a good thing I'm just a ring announcer. Because, like I say, I definitely did not agree with what I saw on the official scorecards from the fight. Call in. Let me know what you think. We still got about 6.5 minutes. We can get a quick call in. 9205-5448 right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. So, my band gig. We got a big band gig coming up Thursday night. Little pregame party here in Fayetteville. 88 miles per hour, going to be playing there, so I'm excited about that. I just hope our lead singer is taking care of herself, and going to be good to go for Thursday night. And then I haven't had anybody call in. I wish my boy Clint Davis would call in. He's got the Roland Ranger podcast. He's a big supporter of Roland Ranger football out of Roland, Oklahoma. And I need my boy Clint Davis to call in. I'm sending him a message on Facebook. Clint Davis, call in. I don't know if he's awake. We may be able to get him on here for the last 5 minutes. I see my boy Sean Gilmartin, Spire Sanctioning Alliance. I see him creeping around out there. You know, he's welcome to call in too. Everybody's welcome to call in. 914-205-5448 is the phone number. Let's see. Clint Davis, you need to wake up. Call in. People have been asking me about wrestling. I don't know when the next big wrestling show in this area is going to be. I know I think Jason Jones still has his promotion going over in Harrison. But outside of that, I really can't think of anything right offhand as far as pro wrestling in this area, you know, outside of Raw and SmackDown making their occasional visits to Little Rock, which I think SmackDown's going to be in Little Rock tomorrow night at the Verizon Arena. And what what do people think about 205 or 205 Live? Outside of Neville, I just have not been able to get into the cruiserweights. You know, maybe I'm smoking crack. I don't know. But I just have not been able to get into 205 Live on the WWE network. So I don't, maybe I'm missing something. I don't know. I'm just old school, I guess. I miss the longer matches so we can see some technical wrestling, you know, not the flip, flop, and fly that you see so much of anymore. If you're listening out there, let me know what you think. Once again, 914-205-5448. You are listening to the Greg Squirrel Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. We are going to be back Thursday night. So that way we can kind of start getting ready for the weekend, highlight on some stuff. Maybe by the time we hit the air Thursday night, we'll have a final from the Arkansas game. We'll just have to wait and see. I think it's going to be a good game. My prediction of the game, 48-24 Arkansas. I don't know much about Florida A&M, but I'm really not sold on the new 3-4 defense that Arkansas is running this season. So like I say, 48-24, I'm going to give Florida A&M a benefit of the doubt. And first six games are going to be tough because you got Texas A&M at Jerry World, and then you got South Carolina. I would really like to see Arkansas go 4-2 the first six games. I'd really like to see us go 5-1 because no matter how you slice it, unless Arkansas is just playing out of their tree, I just don't see Arkansas beating Alabama. As I mentioned earlier, I was watching the SEC Network, listening to their guys, and they were actually going over LSU's schedule a couple of days ago, and they had LSU going at 10-2 with the two losses coming to Alabama and Arkansas. So, you know, I don't know what they're basing that on. I'd like to think it could happen. I'd like to think Arkansas could beat LSU this year. But once again, that's why the games are played, because you just never know from one Saturday to the next. So it will be interesting to see. I've got about a minute and a half left right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Oh, my girl Jennifer Stamey's out there listening. Let's see here, Chris Lackey. Got about 90 seconds left on the show. Keep the number, write the number down, put it in your memory banks. 914-205-5448 is the number to call in anytime the Greg Squirrel Show is on the air. And, of course, we have the chat room. So if you're listening to us on your laptop, on Block, or whatever computer device you're using, iPad, cell phone, whatever you use to listen to the Greg Squirrel Show on Blog Talk Radio, you know, that's the number for to call in, 914-205-5448. Just don't try to call in while you're driving, because that could, you know, that could get messy. All right, so we are getting ready to shut it down for tonight. Hope everybody has a great week. Get out, support your local area football team. And once again, Razorback football getting ready, getting geared up. Thursday night, it's showtime, folks. So on behalf of my Midians, the Midians showed up tonight. So they're sitting there looking at me all little beady-eyed, little devils. And so we are getting ready to get on out of here. We got about 10 seconds left. So we're going to crank up that wonderful music that we have. And we will talk everybody Thursday night right here on the Greg Squirrel Show right here on Blog Talk Radio.